Simon & Schuster Audio presents Going Dutch, a novel by James Greger. Read by Michael David Axtell. Chapter 1. Richard looked out the window. April, and he was sure he could identify in the faces of the passing students a certain late undergraduate mood, the weather having turned sweet. Exams just finished, and you're preparing for whatever plans you've made, a summer internship or humanitarian junket. But in the meantime, you feel accomplished and blamelessly lavish your days on nothing. Afternoon drinking and smoking pot, watching shirtless guys play frisbee, walking amid the blooming magnolias.
Why have you not submitted anything?
The intrusion of Antonella's sympathetic but firm question made Richard feel like a child poised for a lecture.
I'm blocked, he said, nodding morosely. I just go in circles. There are tricks I can suggest.
Across her forehead, a glossy fringe of brown hair was cleaved asymmetrically, and she wore a gray cashmere turtleneck tucked into Adidas track pants. On the desk, there was a plastic container full of untouched salad, one black splash of balsamic dressing down the side. Its sweet smell was filling the office.
What do you have in mind? Richard asked. Acupuncture? Therapies? Mind games, maybe? Antonella said. Have you ever tried standing on your head?
That could work. For a moment, he looked thoughtful. He clasped his hands together in his lap. On the other hand, it all might get better tomorrow. A doctoral student in medieval Italian literature, ostensibly, Richard Turner had done little in the past months to deserve the title. It was a significant change. Not too many years ago, he was 29 now, he'd been a cultivated, slightly pedantic undergraduate, someone for whom a high GPA, prizes, bursaries, and glowing reference letters came easily. But lately, he'd found himself blocked and unable to write, and in the face of this mystifying impotence, whose source he could not identify, all his efforts at maintaining a long-cultivated identity of academic competence and dependable accomplishment had taken on an air of pointlessness. Yet his solvency depended on remaining a student, and so he continued to show up faithfully at the library and to meet Antonella, his supervisor, in that cluttered office where they were now sitting. He felt like an imposter, an actor playing a previous self. Still, he decided, given that so few students continued to bother.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?